Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Is the playbook now with Matt's full playbook, and is there a lot for you to learn before training camp?
Coming in, it's just the terminology is different, and just it's not different. Just the terminology, like I said, and really just getting comfortable with things. And I'm feeling comfortable right now from the walkthrough and whatnot. So I feel like I'm coming along.
Are you going to practice this week? And what's your plan for training camp? I know TJ had a plan last year that worked for him. Do you know how you're going to approach the next couple of months before the season starts?
Yeah, I'm just here to work, do what I'm told, and get the job done. That's pretty much my focus. So you being around the guys.
So you will practice then?
Yeah, I'm going to practice today.
Dante, is there any movement or anything new with your contract?
I'm not really worried about that, you know. There's a lot of stuff going on out there saying certain stuff about me, but at the end of the day, I can just only move forward and just control what I can control. And I want to be here. You know, I'm patient. I'm just going to keep working. Like I said, my agent going to do what he do in that, with that situation. And I'm not trying to focus on that.
Are you optimistic?
I mean, I don't really know. Like I said, I'm not trying to speak on that situation because I don't really know. And I'm not really worried about it right now. Like I said, I could just come here and just do what I'm supposed to do each and every day. And if the contract comes this year, it comes. If it don't, it don't. I'm not worried. I'm just ready to play football and be a Steeler.
Pretty great offseason for receivers overall with the way the market shot up there, right? Have you been paying attention to?
Oh, yeah. It's not like you don't see it. You see it. And it's like a bell rings in your head like, oh, such and such got this and such and such got that. But yeah. I try not to look at that or what you call pocket watching and stuff like that. Because, yeah. I mean, whoever gets the contract or whatnot, I feel like they deserve it no matter what because they obviously put in the time and work. So my time going to come, and I'm just, like I say, being patient again. And if it come this year, it's a blessing. If it don't, keep working.
And did you pay attention to what some other receivers did, like Deebo Samuel and, you know, others? Yeah, others did have a threat.
We talk, but like I said, we try not to focus on that again and just keep working. We can't control that. We just got to let our agents handle that situation and hope for the best.
Obviously, it's a tricky situation with practicing when you're in a contract year. If it gets done, great. But if it doesn't, like, how do you approach the season? Just is there nervousness?
There's no nervousness because covered in the blood of Jesus, so I'm not worried about none of that stuff. So, like I said, all I can do is go out there and make plays for the team, and that's what I'm trying to do, help win the Super Bowl and contribute to the offense each and every week and just being consistent, and that's what I'm looking forward to doing.
Yeah, this offense is young. There's been a lot of talk about that, and you're one of now the leaders, even though you probably would consider yourself a little bit young in this offense as well. What does that kind of, how do you kind of go through the days taking on that leadership role while knowing, like, you're kind of still working through that?
Really just lead by example. You know, like I say, before in the time, I'm not a vocal leader. I'm just going to lead by action and let my play through the talking. That's what I've done since I came into the league, and I'm going to continue to do that. I'll talk here and there just to give pointers or whatnot to the rookies or whatever, or whoever asks a question. But other than that, I'm just trying to lead by example, let my work do the talking, because it's been doing that before. For the past 3 years, and it's going to make sure, dang sure, make sure it's going to continue.
Deontay, what do these rookies add to your room?
A lot of it. Just seeing them, they all got their own skill set. When it comes to, like, picking up information, I see they catch on real fast. And they watching the older guys. They picking our brains to see what they can add to their toolbox as well. Just being able to be around them and help them out and just make them feel comfortable. So they don't be out there overthinking everything. It's just good just to be in this spot, because I was once in their position. I know how it be, and I'm just gonna continue to be there for them and show them what it's like to be a pro. You know,
Deontay, stats wise, you're pretty much a top 10, 15 receiver in this league. Do you and your agent want top 15 money? I mean, what are you looking at right now? What kind of money are you looking to make on the second contract?
I don't know, to be honest. I haven't really thought of a number. I mean, We talked about it plenty of times, but like I say, I mean, I try not to worry about it, because if I continue to worry about that, you know, it's going to throw off what I got going on already, which is focusing and just grinding and focusing on and controlling what I can control. Like, I can't control what number they throw at me or if they want to sign me right now or whatever. But like I said, I can just continue to be me and go out there and represent the Steelers the best way I know how to.
You feel like you're in that class, though, with those
other guys? Yeah, most definitely, because film don't lie, and that's all I'm going to speak on that. I'm just going to keep playing.
With the changing quarterbacks, have you gotten a chance to work with any of these quarterbacks in the offseason?
Chris Oladokun, like I said, we play 7-on-7 together and work out together back home. I knew him for a while, so just to be able to throw him, just having him on the team is a plus, because he's from the same area as I am. I threw a Kenny a little bit as well, and Mitch, so just to catch a ball from those three, and they all got a different spin to it, so all I could do is just keep working and praying that they just working and getting better on their game each and every day and bringing their best foot forward every day.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.